tapping my phone, I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going on like this. Cause I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Gotta wash my truck and dress up, watch TV. When she sits down on the sofa, she'll move a little closer. She can't get enough of me. And I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Come on, baby.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving a TACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called Big Tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News. A new E. coli outbreak is now being connected to carrots. One person has died and dozens have gotten sick across 18 states. ABC's Phil Lipoff with more.
The CDC is warning organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms are making people sick. The products have been recalled by the company and they have been removed from store shelves. However, there's still the warning out there that they may be in your home. Some of the brands being recalled include Whole Foods, 365, Simple Truth, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. You can find the entire list on cdc.gov.
McDonald's now says it'll spend about $100 million to help franchisees affected by the E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on quarter pounders. Over 100 cases were reported in states like Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. And Netflix is promising to fix the streaming issues with a Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened on Friday night. Netflix is set to stream more sports, including a couple of NFL games on Christmas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans. Like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers announces $1 million in grant funding to address teacher shortages in Wisconsin. Nonprofit organizations in the state can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawnee County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2020. The case has been delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence. And rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key that can help push back at the long, dark winter months. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Becoming mostly cloudy with scattered rain developing this afternoon, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. Becoming windy too. 51 today, 46 tonight. 56 will be our high tomorrow. If you're up for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama, Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, and I left that rickety shack. Welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, and I guess she did.
Deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more. That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Keep it in the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right, no left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. We're headed in the right direction, don't lose control. Don't look, don't ever look back. Cause honey, don't you know we're on the right track. We got a combination too good to let go. Keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Be tough, stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down. Get out of the fast lane and take it slow. We got love, steady as a rock. Flowing like a river, spinning like a top. We got a combination too good to let go. Whoa, keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Side like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN Exile. Keep it in the middle of the road here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. And looks like another windy day in store. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Rob LaRue. He is president of the National Farmers Union. Had a chance to talk with him during the NAFB convention here last week. And we'll have more with Rob here coming up in our Newsmaker segment this hour. Again, kicked off our farm meeting season with the NAFB convention in Kansas City last week. Great to see all of my fellow farm broadcaster friends as well. And if we're going to have a whole bunch of interviews here coming up over the next few weeks or so here on the Morning Farm Report. So be listening for those. We also have some interviews posted on our website at realcountry1430.com, and just go to the events tab and go into the NAFB convention tab for that. Next event coming up will be the Milk Business Conference. And that's December 3rd, 4th, and 5th in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'll be heading out for that on December 3rd. Of course, Chip Fleury will be there as well. He'll be having AgriTalk from the Milk Business Conference, but that's kind of actually the next, after that week then we'll have the Global Dairy Business Conference as well. So have a couple of big dairy events here coming up in December. On the way, we'll have today's Dairy Radio Now, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the Agriculture Department issued its federal order reform final decision last week, outlining changes in U.S. dairy pricing. Give us the main points, and most importantly, how will they impact producer milk checks?
Yeah, the USDA is raising the assumed cost of converting milk into bulk dairy products, referred to as the make allowance. That's where this all stems from. And the make allowance is for manufacturers of milk into dairy products haven't been adjusted in over 10 years. So during that time, as you know, and your listeners know, the inflation has raged on. So it's become more costly to convert milk into a pound of cheese, for example. So no shock that industry and the USDA support raising make allowances. What this actually ends up meaning is that the federal order minimum prices that manufacturers have to pay producers is reduced somewhat. The Class 3 impact, looking over the last decade or so, would be about a 16-cent impact going forward, meaning Class 3 pricing through the formula would be about 16 cents a hundredweight reduced from where it would otherwise be under the former federal order. Class 4 is down about 47 cents. Now, all this really means is it's the relationship or the spread between the dairy product prices and the milk prices that they have to pay on that. It's really the relationship between the finished product and the, you know, how that goes into the formula to pay dairy farmers. And it's important dairy farmers realize it's a minimum price. It's like the minimum wage for dairy farmers, okay? This is the federal order minimums. Over the last decade, back in early 2000s and prior to that, there were over-order premiums that were pretty, you know, maybe $1.50, 100 weight. In part, those over-order premiums were because there's a competitive nature of buying milk. Those have gone away as the cost of producing dairy products has gone up. Over the last 10 years, those over-order premiums have dwindled in pretty much every federal order that I'm aware of, because the cost of producing dairy products out of milk has gone up as well. So what this is really going to do is lower the minimum price and really usher in, I think, a time where those over-order premiums will start to go up and the competition for milk goes up. Bottom line is it does lower milk prices. Class 1 would actually come in a little higher, but for Class 2, Class 4, and Class 3, they will be reduced. But ultimately, this doesn't change the fact, you know, we can still go to $12 milk and we can go to $25 milk. It doesn't change that dynamic. It just changes the relationship between the two.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. USDA recently rolled out its Organic Dairy Promotion Program to encourage more consumption of products in education facilities and community youth programs. USDA Radio's Rod Bain tells us more.
Expanding access of organic dairy products within educational institutions and youth programs. Part of the Agriculture Department's Organic Dairy Product Promotion Program. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Moffitt, discusses this pilot.
It provides $15 million to expand access to organic dairy products. We were excited to announce it up in Vermont in October for National Farm to School Month.
ODPP targets K-12 schools, colleges and universities, and community youth programs and facilities through region-specific projects.
The DBIs are really well equipped at this point since they've been established, connecting with dairy producers in their regions as well as market opportunities.
DBI regional lead organizations are based in Vermont, Tennessee, Wisconsin, and California.
This really stems from a task force that was formed a few years ago when there were some challenges in the Northeast organic dairy sector with access to processing capacity and dairy producers not having a place to be able to sell their product. We heard a different number of recommendations from that task force at that time. Initially, we responded with additional funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Centers, $80 million that we announced about 3 years ago. That money has been getting put into play, which is really critical and important as far as innovating in dairy products, expanding different value-add opportunities, expanding into different markets. But we also heard from folks that there's an opportunity and a desire from schools and childcare settings, schools including universities, to provide more organic dairy products into those schools. And so that's what this program is about. It's $15 million to really create a new market channel and opportunities for small and mid-sized organic dairy producers and give them another way to feed their own communities as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. Just walk in through the front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Just turn them around the dance floor. Puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. I just love this old bar.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, I love this bar here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 37 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 19 to 18.95, January up 9 to 19.05, February and March not traded, February at 19.05, March at 19.12. Cheese markets from Friday were higher, barrels up 1.25 to 168.5, 40-pound blocks up 3.5 to 169.25, one trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3 to 263, four trades on the day, graded nonfat dry milk down 0.5 to 149 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 65.5 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are expected to open mostly mixed after closing the week out last week, mostly higher on the cattle side due to expectations of some increasing trade. And also the export inspections report was viewed as positive hog markets. So they could be, again, relatively mixed. Again, a poorer export inspections report last week, helping to continue to pressure the markets as well. December live cattle opens the day at 182.95, February at 185.25, April at 187.40. November feeder cattle open at 251.10, January 247.22, March at 245.65. December hogs open at 79.50, February 82.90, April at 86.90. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat to slightly lower. Soybeans moving mostly lower while wheat moves mostly higher on some technical buying in the wheat markets. Now wheat markets, so they are also watching the strength in the dollar. Soybeans continue to watch the South American planting progress as well, and that is providing some pressure to the market. December corn this morning up 0.25 to 424.25. March and May down 0.25. March at 435. May at 442.5. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 438.5. January beans down 4.5 to 994. March down 4.75 to 1004. May down 5.25 to 1016.75. New crop 25 down 6.25 to 10.14. December soybean meal up $1.10 this morning at 290.70. December soybean oil down 54 cents to 44.81. Chicago wheat, December up 4 to 540.5. March up 4.5 to 558.5. Minneapolis wheat, December up 4.75 to 577, March up 3.25 to 594.5. Energy markets this morning, December crude oil up 36 cents to 67.38, January up 43 cents to 67.35. Meanwhile, December and January gas both up a cent, December at 196, January 193. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
corn bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 369, December 374, January 380, new crop 25, 380. Cash beans 914, December 919, January 924, new crop 25, 930. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 374, December 379, January 378 and a quarter, and February 390 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 385, December 389, January 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 374, cash beans 918, January 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 379, new crop 25, 390, cash beans 913, new crop 25 at 930. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 392, April 422, May 424, new crop 25, 402. Cash beans 960, April 988, May at 991, new crop 25, 962. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 372, January 374, cash beans 916, January at 926. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 172, market cows 95 to 116, bulls 125 to 154, calves 400 to 995, beef steers 170 to 385, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 280 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with the song I used to hear?
make my old memories come alive. And take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare.
Well, I still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette.
It might take a little longer, but I'll get there.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare.
I've still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Oh, I don't need this rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need your rocking chair.
Your Geritol or your Medicare.
Geritol or your Medicare.
I've still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage.
Put this possum in a cage.
Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know we ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
My body's old, but it ain't.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace. Nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home.
When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. Thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anubis Silo, Animal Wellness Center, Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Joining us right now is National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Talk a little bit about some of the things going to be going on in D.C. After the election. And Rob, thanks for joining us. Well, a lot of changes coming down the line here in January. So Farm Bill is pretty much toast until next year.
Well, that may be, but we're still going to talk about it because, quite frankly, family farmers and ranchers can't afford not to get this Farm Bill done by the end of the year. We know that next year with the incoming president, the agenda is going to be packed. He's already said that he wants to make sure that he takes care of tax issues, that he has a big regulatory reform agenda going on. There are going to be lots and lots of conversations going out there. We need to get this Farm Bill off of the agenda, not only because it'll kind of get lost in the priority next year. It may also be much more expensive next year, and the needs are right now. So in spite of the fact that it is a massively heavy lift, we would argue, and I've been through a lot of Farm Bills, I would argue that there is still an opportunity here. If the senior leadership, we're talking about the Speaker of the House, we're talking about the Majority Leader in the Senate, if they, along with the Agriculture Committees, say we've got to get this done, if President-elect Trump says we need to get this Farm Bill done so that we can focus on other things next year, it is still possible to finish it.
One of the things with the Farm Bill potentially, because this is a situation that happened in Wisconsin, you're probably familiar with it, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, with Pure Prairie Poultry. They go belly up after getting some big grants and loans from USDA. They leave farmers in the lurch. Over 2-3 million chickens end up being euthanized. The farmers were just left holding the bag here. Big hole here in the livestock sector, and really not just for poultry, but if you look at hogs and even cattle, if they follow this same model where companies are just renting a barn, but if they go belly up, there's nothing for the farmers, and now they're left holding the bag. Is that something that has to be addressed in any Farm Bill, either now or down the road?
We know that a completely vertically integrated, monopolistic, concentrated food system is A, not resilient, B, is much more expensive long-term, and is not in the best interest of certainly consumers, but not in the best interest of family farmers and ranchers. Trying to build that out and diversify that and build new market opportunities is the answer here. That said, anytime you have these big investments going in and trying to get this, there is a massive risk out there, and we've seen what that can mean and the impacts that it has directly. That's why we need to backstop that with making sure that we have the support there to make sure the family farmers are not ultimately on the hook for this. We've got to build out these markets. We have to make sure that we have a much more resilient food system. It's in everybody's best interest. So we've got to keep moving on that, but certainly whatever we can do to build in protections.
Talking with National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue this morning, as we had a chance to talk with him at the NAFB convention in Kansas City. Mentioned the farm bill, it's going to get more expensive. There's the Farm Act that's being proposed. It's a $21 billion bill. There's a lot of people, even on agriculture, that frankly say, we've got to get spending under control. We got to get the debt under control. The new administration will say that. Okay. How do we pay for all of this then?
Absolutely. But I will always make the point that as we take a very close fiscal responsibility kind of lens, if you will, looking at the budget, looking at spending, we do have to look government-wide. And you have some of the rhetoric around next year is about finding ways to cut $1 trillion out of the government, finding lots of ways to find savings. That's all well and good, but always remembering that the Farm Bill is what? Less than one half of 1% of the entire federal budget. So I don't want anyone to ever be under the illusion that our food supply, our food system production system, you are never going to be able to balance the budget on the backs of that food system. We know that a farm bill and that food production is about national security, is critically important. So I'm never going to be about taking those protections away.
Is that the fundamental problem though? Because everybody, I don't care if it's farmers, I don't care if it's someone living in town, whatever, they have something that they're getting from the federal government. They all say the same thing: national security. And if no one wants to ever feel some pain. Former Senator Herb Kohl from Wisconsin back in 92 said, everyone's going to have to feel some pain here. Everyone's going to have to take a cut in what they might be getting, and two, everyone's going to have to pay some more. If everyone's not willing to feel some pain, isn't this just an exercise in futility?
Consumers and farmers are currently feeling pain. So I don't think there's any question that pain exists out there and that economic tough times in a lot of corners of agriculture exist today. So I don't want to dismiss that in any stretch. Your point's a fair one, and that is that it's got to start somewhere. And my only argument there would be that if we are taking a truly holistic, a whole-of-government look, we can be really potentially creative there. If our approach is to somehow a cut on top of passing extensions of the $1 trillion plus tax cuts, that's not a way to balance your budget. So it's a huge, complicated mess that we're going to get into the weeds on next year. I think that because of that and because of this focus on fiscal policy, I would argue that that's another reason why the quicker we can get this farm bill wrapped up to address needs right now, the better.
Are you concerned about new tariffs coming down the line? Because frankly, that everyone's going to pay for that. And they've been shown that other countries can turn around and retaliate onto us. So it's not like this is a one-way street. Is there a concern on that coming up in 2025?
Yeah. Well, obviously we're concerned. These markets have huge implications and pretty swift reactions sometimes that can hurt farmers and ranchers really quickly. And we saw that during the last China trade war. While we may have gained a little bit in terms of some reforms with the trading relationship, I think on balance, certainly agriculture really took it in the pants in spite of the payments that were issued out there. Those are markets that are going to be tough to reclaim into future years. That said, Farmers Union's policy certainly supports the use of tariffs, but we would argue you have to use it very judiciously and be very strategic and work with our allies around the world if you want to tackle a challenge like China.
That is Rob LaRue. He is the president of the National Farmers Union from the NAFB convention. I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Clear skies will give way to steadily increasing clouds, and rain will begin to move into the region today. Now, many locations could see 1 to 1.5 inches of rainfall. Cold air arrives into the upper Midwest starting Tuesday night and will remain in place for the rest of the week. Scattered snow showers are also possible Wednesday and into Wednesday night, possibly producing some minor accumulation, followed by dry weather Thursday through the weekend. It'll be rather windy for much of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today and a chance of afternoon showers, 50% chance. Highs 51 to 56. Relative humidities at 47 to 52%. Southeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation today and about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight's cloudy, rain, lows 44 to 49, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, east winds at 21 to 26, gusting to 40, 3/4 to 1 inch of rain possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of rain early, highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 68 to 73%, south winds at 15 to 20, gusting to the southeast and up to 35 miles an hour. We'll see five one-hundredths to one-tenth of an inch of precipitation possible, and maybe 2 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow, highs 35 to 40. Friday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. And for Saturday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get 2 for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Artists are flocking to the wool market. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A program called Shave 'em to Save 'em links fiber artists with people selling the wool of endangered sheep as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
To save endangered breeds of livestock is to give them a job. The Livestock Conservancy created a Shave 'em to Save 'em initiative to establish a market for the wool of rare and endangered sheep breeds and make it economically viable for farmers to raise them. Sindra Kirscher is the organization's program coordinator. She says thousands of fiber artists have connected with shepherds and other wool resellers.
They enroll through rarewool.org is the website. And they connect through several routes. We have a Shave 'em to Save 'em Facebook group, and enrolled fiber providers can actually advertise in the Facebook group. They post photos of their sheep, which fiber artists love to see. They post photos of their fleeces when they're available for sale. And then another way is we have an online breeders directory on our website, and that's livestockconservancy.org.
Artists have created